Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
Ba-da-da-da-da. Oh, went to a great tribute last night to Taylor Negron. Online, you heard me interview him on the show. Very terrific man, and he touched a lot of people. Very talented. Taken way too soon. All right, if you're in the Boston area, sorry, you are snowed in. Otherwise, it's an okay day. Snow spark here in New York. You know what? I'm going to start off with Anatomy Bouscalar, because they've got a new CD coming out in March, so you want to be prepared. And I'm going to play the title song from it, La Interia de la Interia, which is also the title of it. If you could want to go to Anatomy Bouscalar on Facebook and find out when you can pick up the CD. It's going to be a chart buster, I'm telling you.
la potion de baiser. La tension du baiser. La potion de baiser.
Silence there, a little pause, sorry about that. Anatomy Buscalar, you want to be on the lookout for them. Okay, you go to their Facebook page and check them out. That's going to be the opening to their new CD. Betty Jo, don't worry, whatever time you could stay is fine. All I count is the clicks that I get. The Betty Jo Tucker Movie Attic Headquarters this Tuesday. She will be featuring Aaron Hill, I believe. No. That's something else. Betty Jo, who are you featuring? This is confusing me now. All right, hold on. I got to find you, Betty Jo, who you're featuring. Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters, every Tuesday at 4 p.m. And this Tuesday, she will be featuring, hold on. Wait a minute, February 10th. Okay, I want to make sure I'm getting the date right, Betty Jo. You confused me by sending an email during the show. Okay, let's see. Romance on the Screen and Stage, although 50 Shades of Grey opens in theaters this Valentine's Day. I think I'll miss it. Movie Attic Headquarters offers a different take on romance during the show's February 10th episode. Filmmaker Misha Zubarev and publisher Denise Cassino discuss It Had to Be Us and the romantic movies reviewed in this memoir. All right, it's a very good book. Check it out. Okay, I'll check up the other email later. Okay. All right, let's see. Now you got me a little confused here. I'm going to have to find a...
We will stand. We will hide our inner woman. Gonna zip up our vest and pull up our hair. Gonna squish down our chest like the balls down there.
Put it in the key of man, Jerome. No, lower.
We're men. Fight for freedom for all. We're men. We're uniting. We answer the justice call.
This is our Independence Day.
We're the Apple Brothers.
We fight for freedom, liberty, and justice for all men.
We fancy women and we act real tough. We drink loads of beer.
Anything you need me to lift?
We flex our pecs, flex our hair with gel. If we need a drink, we drink from a well. Hello, ladies.
I'm Harry.
Dick.
Bill.
If we seem queer, don't act, don't tell. We're men. And we're fighting. We fight for freedom for all.
We'll be right back. Very pretty. Okay, enough about you. Let's talk about me. I'm a new age woman. Every time someone asks my age, I give a new one. I'm a mother of two. One's my husband. I'm Puerto Rican and Italian, but I like to pretend I'm French. Cause I'm crazy. I love this movie. You're all so cute. I could eat you up with an escargot fork, but I won't. Hello. My name is Piaf. Rice Piaf. I've never been to France, but I've had their dressing. I've never been to Germany, but I've had their measles. I've never been to Intercourse, Pennsylvania, but I faked it once. Alors, mes amis, we're French. We have a sense of humor. We have to because we're French. How many Frenchmen does it take to screw a light bulb? Who needs light? Telling a joke again, never wanted to. What is she to do? Can't help it. I can't. I'm crazy. I'm crazy. But you know what? Therapy is not for everyone. It's for people with money. When I was in therapy, oh no, not you, Nancy. When I was in therapy, I really felt for all the money I was paying that I should be leaving with something each time. So I stole her pens, then her tissues, then her computer, but that was going too far. I couldn't go back again. And that's bad. You know what? Let me tell you something else about me. It was not easy for me growing up Puerto Rican and Italian in New York City. Never knowing at any given moment when I would have to chase myself out of my own neighborhood. I'm a jet. I'm a shark. I'm a jet. I'm a shark. Na 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 na. I said, oh my God, that's so my life. How'd they know? My mother was from Mayagüez, Puerto Rico, land of hurricane, sugarcane, and don't complain, don't explain. She was bilingual. She could speak two languages at the same time. So when I was growing up, I had no idea what she was saying because she would turn to me and just go, listen, mira. No me da pena ahora. I don't have time for this canal. Tú sabes what I'm saying, so don't. She was a terrible cook, burnt everything. Now it's called Cajun. Who knew? Before her time. She had all these mom Puerto Rican wisdom. She liked, used to do cliches, if you will, or cliches. She's gonna mira, Nancy. Listen to this cliches. It's going to save your life. The cork doesn't fall far from the bottle. You got to take the bees with the honey. Every clown has a silver lining. Oh, my head. All right, she didn't give me good advice about finding a husband. She said, me not asking. A man is like a chew. Pick out a good one, break it in, and stay away from the cheap ones. They never last. So I married a Gucci loafer with a cushioned sole. Together we have a man child. His name is Michael. His Cherokee name is Runs with Scissors. I want to be there to answer his little boy questions. I'll never forget the first day he turned to me and goes, Mommy, where do babies come from? And I wanted to be absolutely honest. So I looked into his honest little eyes and I said, Honey, in your case, babies come from Absolute Vodka. I didn't want him to be terribly misinformed like I was growing up. When I was little, I had really curly hair. My mom would brush it, and I'd go, ow, ow. And she goes, where's your lady? If you think that hurts, how do you expect to have a baby? And until I read that little pink book, Why Jane Can't Go Swimming Today, I thought having your hair brushed had something to do with having a baby. So, with that in mind, I did a little research, and I found this little-known Irish reproduction ballad that explains it all. Feel free to take notes if you want. Okay. Everybody give me a hum. 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 There was a young sperm from the land of testes near the Isle of Scrotum, who like a million other lads swam around in boredom, a-searching for that special lass who lay in a foreign land. Instead of to be wasted by the stroking of a hun, the hun, the stroking of a hun. One day a great excitement did rise, all the sperm swam upstream. But one special lad, he swam the fastest in search of his chromosome dream. He had only one X, an X, and a Y to make a dream come true. So in he plunged the cervix, yeah, and up the uterus too, up the uterus too. The river rose, and he could tell that she was in the mood. A journey she did undertake down the fallopian tube. Many hats surrounded her, but only one would get in. So in he plunged with a manly grin, in he plunged with a manly grin, and that is how we all begin, that is how we begin. You guys are fantastic! You are the first chorus audience that ever did that for me. Yay! Yay for you! Okay, I'm going to pick on you because I like the looks of you. What's your name, sir?
Greg.
Greg? What do you do for a living, Greg? You own a software company. Oh, that's very good. Do you have any hobbies, Greg?
Playing with my son.
I thought he was going to say something else. Playing with his son?
Playing with my son.
Yeah, playing with your son. And you own a, Greg, you own a hardware company, like that hobby, playing with your son. What's your favorite food?
Italian food.
Italian food. Good call, Greg. Greg, what a coincidence. I think I wrote a song about your life, and it goes like this. Hit it, if you can. Let's see, is he in the booth? Here we go. Anything I said about Greg? He's not there. All right, Greg, tell me more about yourself. It was a cue. I guess it's not. So, Greg, you like it? There we go. Now you hit it. Now I got to do my dance. Ready? Just for you. Drive for you. You're real cute. You're real swell. He's not the kind to remove a floppy disk and tell. Woo! Oh, Greggy, you're really, really cute. I like how you almost made that into kind of, sort of a soup. Oh, Greg, baby, you're really, really fine. I wish I could make you mine. But she's very nice. So I guess you're staying married, whatever the price. Yeah! Oh, Greggy, come on, let's go. I got a computer and some bits and buzzwords I think you might know. Oh, Greg, sweetie, what is a girl to do? You sat in the front, what did you expect we were going to pick on you? Oh, now, I'd like to remember some things about Fallon, but I completely forgot. Oh, my buddy. I love her. She's the best. Let's hear it. Nancy Lombardo, everybody.
Say hello to everybody.
Hello, everybody.
That's it.
Yeah, but I wouldn't say hello to you.
Why?
Yeah, well, you remember you took me home last Tuesday night?
Yes.
And remember you left my house about 2 o'clock?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, after you left my home, my brother's tie was missing. I'm not saying you took it, but it looks very good on you.
Oh, well, now, just a minute. It wasn't last Tuesday. It was last Wednesday. In the second place, I didn't take you home at 2 o'clock. I left you home at 3. In the third place, I never took your brother's tie. But here's his pawn ticket for his watch.
Well, you remind me a great deal of a sweetheart I used to have.
Oh, so you had another sweetheart?
Oh, sure. I was engaged to George Brown.
What's his name?
Oh.
George Brown.
Oh, I don't know. I never heard of him.
I see. Well, we'll see you again. I guess you better be going home.
Yes,
it's
all
lovely.
Right.
Listen, would you like to have me take you home in my car?
Oh, no, thank you. I'm too tired. I'd rather walk.
Oh, well, just a minute. This is a lovely car. You like it. It's fine.
No, I hate cars.
You hate cars? Well, I'll tell you what you do. You go home, get your coat, come back, and I'll give you a ride in my boat.
Oh, all right.
I've got a boat, too.
Oh, but wait a minute. My sister's got my coat.
That's all right. My brother's got my boat.
Judd, you're silly.
I'd rather be silly than be dizzy.
Oh, I'm not dizzy, you know.
No.
No, I've come to the conclusion I'm very bright.
Oh, you made up your mind you're bright.
Yes.
Well, how bright are you?
Well, let's see. Well, you know those crossword puzzles?
Yes.
I make them up.
You make them up?
Yes.
Crossword puzzles?
Yes.
Well, that ought to be funny. Make one up. Let's have it.
All right. What is it that starts with W and, well, I don't know how many letters. What is it?
You made that up?
Yes.
You never made that up?
Yes, I did.
Somebody must be helping you.
No.
You couldn't. It starts with W and you don't know how many letters? What is it?
Yes.
Don't tell me the answer. Let me think of it.
No, well, take your time.
It's, does it jump?
No.
Does it swim?
No.
Does it run?
No.
I give it up.
Well, men shave with it.
Men shave with it?
Yeah, that's a little hint.
Yes, that'll help a whole lot. It starts with W.
Yes.
Well, the only thing that I know that a man shaves with is a razor.
Yeah, that's it.
That's
very good.
You made that up?
Yes.
Yes, I'd brag about that.
Yeah, I have brains.
You have?
Yeah, I have brains I haven't even used yet.
Well, leave them alone. Don't bother with them. If you had another brain, you'd have one.
Oh, George.
You have brains. Yes. And I, you know, I just happened to think of something.
What?
I've got something that'll fit your brain.
What?
A little bit of a game. Would you like to play?
Oh, my type game?
Yes, your type game. You
yes.
love this game. See, the idea is, I ask you something. You ask me the same thing, then I tell the funny answer.
Oh.
If I should say to you, why does a chicken cross the street? You must say, I don't know, why does a chicken cross the street? Then I tell the answer.
Oh, yes, I understand.
I tell all the funny answers.
Yeah, you want to be the funny man.
I'm the comedian.
Yes, go ahead, be funny.
Be funny?
Yes.
Yes, well, anyway, I'll tell all the answers.
Yes.
What fella in the army wears the largest hat?
The fella with the largest head. Is that right?
That's the trouble, I mean.
What?
You have the right idea, but you're not doing me any good. You see, I'm supposed to say the fellow with the largest head.
Oh, yeah, oh, I see.
I'm the funny fella.
Yeah, well, try it again.
Well, I'll try again.
Yes.
What is it that sings and has four legs?
Two canaries.
I'm doing very well. Well, I'll see you again.
Was I wrong again?
Lovely, you're never wrong. I've got one more. This is the last one.
Yes.
What gives more milk than a cow? Two cows. That's all. I had a little trouble, but I finally got it in. So
well,
you know all the answers, and you're not dizzy.
No, I'm not.
You are plenty dizzy.
I am not.
You look to me like you're always up in an aeroplane. Have you ever been in a plane?
No, I never go.
Afraid of going to an aeroplane? There's nothing to be afraid about. You see, the first thing they do when you step into a plane, they strap a parachute on your shoulder. And if anything happens up in the air, all you do is jump out of the plane. The parachute opens up nicely, and then you land on the ground.
Yeah, but supposing the parachute doesn't open up?
Then you write to the factory, and the man sends you another one.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Seeing is believing, that's a story old and true.
Don't believe all you hear, you've often heard that too.
You, dear, and I, dear, are exceptions to the rule.
You may think me giddy, believe me, I'm no fool.
I love you, love you, love you, dear, I cross my heart, I do. Do you believe me?
I do.
Now you're the first and only girl I ever told that to. Do you believe me? And if things went wrong and skies above were gray instead of blue, you wouldn't have to worry, cause I'd know just what to do. I'd get up early mornings and I'd find a job for you. Do you believe me?
Yes, I'd mend your hose and fix your clothes. That's what I do for you. Do you believe me?
I do.
I'd cook your favorite dish, cafille to fish or Irish stew. Do you believe me?
I do.
And mother dear would visit us 6 months of every year. My mother knows just how to mind her business, never fear. She's not like other mothers, she's a perfect little steer. Do you believe me?
I'm through. Yum da doo da 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 da.
You know, I think you're very nice.
Yes, and I'm smart, too.
Well, that's the finish of that.
Oh, oh, doo-doo-da-dum.
You're so smart. Name three different kinds of nuts.
Walnuts and chestnuts.
That's two.
And forget-me-nuts.
Lovely.
Da-da-doo-da-dum-da-da-da-doo.
What did you take up at school?
Anything that wasn't nailed down.
You're too smart for one girl.
I'm more than one.
You're more than one?
Yeah, my mother has a picture of me when I was two.
Do you like to love?
No.
Like to kiss?
No.
What do you like?
Lamb chops.
Lamb chops. Could you eat two big lamb chops alone?
Alone? Oh, no, not alone.
No.
With potatoes, I could.
You could?
Yes.
Well, that's funny. We're supposed to be off the screen.
Oh, aren't we off?
No, they are out there. I mean,
oh.
What do we do?
Well, I know a little story.
Well, we got to get off, though.
Yeah, well, this is a very good story. I made it up myself.
You made it up?
Yes.
Well, that ought to get us off.
Yes. It'll
probably never get us back on again. Do I know the story?
No, you never heard it.
Well, maybe it's the kind of a story you can't tell out here.
Yeah, well, I know, but they like it.
They might like it, but I'll tell you what you do. You whisper the story to me, and if I think it's all right, I'll let you tell it.
Oh, all right.
You see?
Pardon me, Justin.
That's the story.
Yes.
Well, we finally got off. Go on, get out of here.
Cheese and eggs. Holy schmoly, it's early. My poor legs. Get your butts out of bed. If there's someone who cannot pay, you can put it on layaway. What's that smell? What an odious odor. I can't tell. Is it coming from me?
Bickerstaff.
This morning, Theobald, I'd like an extra pint of...
What's that smell?
Oh, thank goodness it's not just me.
Rings a bell like fermented gangrene.
Don't smell swell.
Catastrophic and gloomy.
Sort of like you touch to me. My baby.
Vipers and Duke. You can tell that some trouble is brewing. Here comes Constable Ewing. He can tell us what's doing. All is well, well, except for that essence. Let's not dwell on the rancid and rank. I've searched well, there's not been a slime, nor are corpses decaying. Can't believe what I'm saying.
Valentine's Day gift, and let's see, who else is in the house? George Bettinger, the Mom and Pop Shop, every Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, 4 p.m. on Dreamstream Radio. Oh, cyanide, I say Polo, you say Marco. Yes, Marco Polo. That's how we have our little fun, don't we? Yeah, we do. And Marco, it's winding down. You just happen to tune in time for me to wind down. I don't know. Let's see. Okay, Marco, I think we'll go out on this. This is for you, Marco. Chuck Colombo.
I might claim to be enlightened, except these days are awfully frightening. Get my daily dose of shock every evening round 6 o'clock. My cat sits right there with me, but he don't watch no TV. And while my hairs all stand on end, he has managed to transcend. Future, nor the past, he's not your poochie. He's a born satisfaction. In the now, the cat is happening. In his world, there are no banks, no war, no bombs, no tanks. No control freaks will be found.
It's a cat
all the way down. Now, if I may be so blunt, these two vices, fear at one. Do a sin if we don't act. That's why you must watch the cat.
Watch the cat.
He don't watch the news.
Watch the cat.
He don't get those blues. My cat is a Zen master.
Play it on your cat-o-caster.
Get out of your mind. If you don't know how to do that, just go get yourself a cat.
Watch the cat.
He don't watch the news.
Watch the cat.
He don't get those blues. That is how I found the answer.
Cat is Zen master.
So when you're home at night, turn off your electric light, burn a candle two or three, and pull the plug on your TV. Suddenly the war is over, and you just don't need a makeover. Watch the cat and you will see. Nice fur, commercial free. All that rises, falls away. Off goes that 401k. But you'll know where it's at if you'll just consult the cat.
Watch the cat.
Turn off the TV.
Watch the cat.
You'll now be free. Yeah, the cat is master.
Marco Polo. Getting another puppy? All right. Thank you for tuning in today. And now we're winding down the last couple seconds of our show. Don't forget, my CDs are available for download or purchase at CD Baby. And thank you for joining us today. Right? I think so. I don't know. Should I just play us off on some music? Or no, we have 10 seconds. So I'm just going to round it off then, I guess. Thank you, Marco Polo, for joining in. I wish you had another puppy, too. All right, everyone. This is Nancy Lombardo, Comedy Concepts Blog Talk Radio. Have a good day.
That's all, folks.